Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm at the Hyatt Regency in Houston, beautiful downtown Houston, Texas, helping admin staff celebrate their 20th anniversary. And, boy, howdy, it's already been fun, and we haven't even gotten started good yet. Going to the space flight. I guess it's the Johnson Space Flight Center, the NASA installation here in Houston. We're going to go there tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Have not been to that. Going to get to see where the astronauts train and all that. Let's get over to our good friend Phyllis Martin, who's our guest. Phyllis is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her because she's our resident word watcher. She actually is the expert on words and in the universe, and she is the author of, and that's because she's the author of Word Watcher's Handbook and a number of other books. Word Watcher's Handbook has sold something under a billion copies all around the galaxy, and more importantly, though, Phyllis Martin is our good friend. Phyllis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. So good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And also, folks, Phyllis is a talk show host. She's a columnist. She's an HR expert. She's a Renaissance woman. And that's the reason why we won't do without her. Phyllis, you got names on your mind today, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do.
Are we going to name babies or products or businesses? What are we going to name today?
I might name you. And what you and I have talked about serendipity so many times.
Yeah.
And I think the small business person sometimes overlooks a real opportunity because they have names they could use to talk to customers. I know of a small business woman whose name is Sir, S-U-H-R, and I thought, now how can she use
Wow.
But she,
a woman?
A woman.
So you say, yes, ma'am, sir.
Yes, but she developed something for her customers and called them Sir Prizes. And I thought that was so neat.
Well, now, isn't that just a little too cute, Phyllis?
Well, maybe, but it works.
Okay. No, I like it better now that you've admitted it.
Well, I admit it's a bit
Now that
cute.
You admit it's a little too cute, I like it better.
Well, all right, but I have to tell you, Jim, the business picked up because people came in for the Sir Prizes.
Well, all right. there's no accounting for the silliness of customers, is there?
No.
That's a good idea. I like that.
And how about the man whose name is Ben offering benefits?
How about that?
Yeah. How about someone whose name is Blasingame?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute now. Be careful, Phyllis.
I have to be very careful.
Yeah.
You could talk, I always say you can take a part of your name and do something with it.
Right.
You could talk about the games that customers play.
Do business with Blasingame, the games that customers play, or something like that.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
From Jim Dandy.
Now I like that.
You like that one?
See, I don't know why more people don't call me Jim Dandy. I think that's a... I'm still working on Your Highness. They won't call me Your Highness around here. Phyllis, but Jim Dandy would be fine.
Yeah, that
all right,
would
what
be
else?
Fine. I think I'm going to start calling you that.
Your Highness? Yeah, I like. Oh, you mean Jim Dandy?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, if you can't call me Your Highness, you can call me Jim Dandy.
I can tell you about a professor at UC, University of Cincinnati, this is.
Right.
And his name was Young. And so he called his students youngsters. And we grew to like it.
Well, let me throw one in.
All right.
I was in Memphis. A few days ago, I was driving to the place where I was going to be speaking and broadcasting, and I drove by a business that was a dry cleaner's. Now, this is a dry cleaner's, it turns out, that has a very, very fast drive-through service, and I think it has a delivery service.
Wow.
And guess what the name of their business is?
I wish I could.
Drive Cleaners, D-R-Y-V-E Cleaners.
Oh,
how about
neat.
That?
Yes.
Drive Cleaners. I like that. I mean, how intuitive is that?
Oh, that's great. And I think many of our small business people have something that's lurking there that they just haven't seen. So
they haven't unleashed their creativity yet, right?
that's right. They really haven't.
Well, so what are you saying, Phyllis? You're saying that we should sort of just sit down and you know, unfocus our eyes and look around and pick an idea, pick a name, come up with somebody's name, look at all the possibilities that we have in our business, in our industry, the customers we want to serve, the direction we want to go in our business, whatever it might be, and see what's out there, see what the possibilities are?
Oh, yes. I've been collecting these. For example, if your business is on Main Street, you can talk about the main advantage.
Oh.
See, just the
which works great until you move.
Oh, I know. But if you move to First Street, you could talk about first choice.
Exactly. All right. What else?
Well, I looked at, of course, I always read the business letter, and I don't have any in front of me now because I give them away.
Yeah.
But I noticed that Joan Pride is on every week.
Oh, yeah, Joan is a regular. She's our Kiplinger contact.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
And I think, oh, you must take pride in having her, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She spells it with a Y, but that would work.
Oh, that would work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll bet she's...
I'll have to tell her about that.
Yeah, oh, do. And I noticed... I guess it was last week. You had Karen Post.
Oh, yeah. Karen is one of our branding experts.
Yes. And her brain tattoos. How do you like that?
Isn't that great? That's her book. You know, that's the title of her book, Brain Tattoo.
Oh, I know that. And but she could have Post-its for giving little bits of information.
I've got a friend, Jim Donovan, a member of my Brain Trust. He writes, in fact, he beat me to this. His name is Jim Donovan, and his little newsletter that he's been sending out now for probably 150 years is called Jim's Gems.
Oh, I like that.
G-E-M-S, and I thought of that.
Oh.
And just about the time I was gonna use Jim's Gems, here comes this newsletter from my new friend with the Jim's Gems on it, and I said, doggone it, you beat me to it.
Well, don't tell him about Jim Dandy.
Oh, no, I won't, because he would get that. He would steal that from me. Donovan would steal that. I know he would. Right. Of course, you and I are the only ones to ever think of that, right?
Oh, I know.
We're the first people to think about Jim Dandy.
I think we are.
Well, you know, the thing, Phyllis, that I mean, I'm really glad you're bringing this up, because I drive around and look at, as you can imagine, when I go in, around, I look for small businesses. I look for our folks out there you and I are both so proud of, and I look at their names, and I want to know about their businesses, and I see some pretty uninspirational names of companies, and then I see some that are pretty creative, and I think that kind of creativity in your name, not only does it work for you, is it productive, I think it lets people know that you're willing to have a little fun in your business, that you're kind of a creative company, and I want you to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Phyllis Martin. She's the author of The Word Watcher's Handbook, among many others. Stay with us, 20 after. John Cougar Mellencamp for you there. Indiana boy, right next door to our good friend Phyllis Martin, who's in Ohio, Cincinnati to be more specific. Phyllis Martin is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Houston, helping the Administaff folks celebrate their 20th anniversary. Phyllis Martin, we're talking about names and creativity and what's in a name, as you say. What do you think we have to do? What kind of an environment do we have to put ourselves in? What kind of frame of mind do we have to put ourselves in to be able to rise above, to get away from all of the work and the worry and everything of running a business, to actually be creative? And I want, as you're telling us this, I want folks to realize that once you have a business, your naming job is not over, because you got products and services and campaigns and lots of different things that you still need to be naming, that things that work. Go ahead, Phyllis.
Well, I listened to you at the break, Jim, and you were talking about sometimes just driving around and seeing what business names are.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that every small business would look at other small businesses, or big businesses, too,
right,
to see what they've done with names. It's just incredible. You can take, in fact, I've taken advantage of my own name. I do a talk on time, and I talk about the MAR technique of time, using my name so that they will remember me.
Right.
What the small business person wants is...
That's what you're trying to do, isn't it? Get people to remember you, something to stick in their mind.
Oh, yes.
Put some glue around this name so when it gets in their head, it stays there.
Yes. For example, if you have a name such as Hope, you might tell your consumers, your customers, they would be hopeless without you.
Well, look at what Clinton did. He was born in Hope, Arkansas.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure he was ever in Hope, Arkansas more than, 2 hours. I don't know. I get the feeling he didn't spend a lot of time in Hope. I don't know. But they made a big campaign thing about the man from Hope. I mean, that sold.
Oh, yes. And now they at the library, they talk about having pilgrimages. Instead
what?
Of pilgrimage, pilgrimage for people coming there. So you get an idea of what it is. It's like a pilgrimage, but it's a pilgrimage.
But doesn't that kind of thing make people believe that not only does this explain to me, not only does this help me to understand what you do, you've already started the conversation. If you can use some of these ideas create something that's intuitive and a little bit of fun, not only have you started the conversation the moment they read your name or hear your name, but maybe they actually say, you know what, this is a company that's already entertained me, or they've already piqued my interest. That's interesting. That might even be fun.
Yeah, I did this with job seekers, and I do that business of... I had one whose name was Worth, and I said, in your little introduction, I always tell them to have a 30-second commercial, and this is a good idea for the business person, too, something that you can say very quickly to the customer.
Your elevator speech.
Yes, exactly, your elevator. I like that. But I have them, I did this with a Mr. Worth, to make that a part of his speech and to tell the company not to be worthless.
Right.
that he was not worthless, and they remembered his name.
Well, or to tell your customers it's worthwhile to do business with us.
Oh.
These are just ideas, folks, that to think about. We're just trying to give you some thoughts to cause you to flex your brain, to exercise your creative muscle a little bit. And again, another thing, Phyllis, that I'd like to remind people of something I said a minute ago about just when you name, after you name your business, that doesn't mean you're through naming. I mean, I think small business owners should do more product creation. Instead of selling a box of something, come up with a way to deliver that in a special way and call that delivery method a product. Name it a product.
Oh, yes.
Or give it a product name, I should say.
Oh, yes. We talk about serendipity so much, but we don't see all the opportunities that are around us. I like your business of going down the street. Don't be, you are driving, so pay attention to that.
Well, I might swerve a little bit, if I see a good name, I might have to look back, I might swerve. But I try to go slow when I do this, Phyllis.
Yeah. Some of the names that, we talk about names of children now, and I think some of the names are so unfortunate. Because the child, they may give a very strange first name and then a traditional middle name, but when the child goes to school, the teacher's going to look at that first name, and sometimes they don't know whether they have a little boy, a little girl, or who they have in the class.
Right.
So we need to think about names all through our lives, our own.
Have you seen business names, Phyllis, that were like that? I've seen business names that were like that.
Oh.
They were. It was almost like the people... The business owner, the founder, said, how can we name this company that will turn everybody off?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have seen it.
It's so sad.
And I'm glad you brought that to mind, because, Jim, there has actually, on more than one occasion, I've gone to the telephone directory and tried to remember how that name was spelled.
Yeah.
And looked around, and then you give up.
Absolutely. Hey, Phyllis, give us your website. Tell folks where they can find your book.
Yes, they can find it at Barnes & Noble. All of them carry it.
Right.
Amazon.com, iUniverse.com.
iUniverse.com. Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Word Watchers Handbook, and you got a new book coming out too, haven't you, Phyllis?
Yes.
And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Oh, indeed I am, because you're in it.
Thank you for being here.
All right, enjoy
it. Good job. Say hi to Bruce. Quick break, right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Chicago to take us out. No.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.